Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome for another edition of Norm at Night. This is Norm himself coming to you from Bowie, Maryland, sitting right in the den, another show from home. It's kind of exciting. I hope that my phone will start ringing off the hook. You can reach us by dialing 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. We've got a lot of things to talk about tonight. I guess we can start with the presidential election here in the United States. It's beginning to look almost comical. The Republicans have done a wonderful thing. It turns out that John McCain is set to make his acceptance speech at the Republican convention just right opposite the National Football League's opening kickoff. And the week before, Barack Obama will be making his speech on a Thursday night with the last of the exhibition games. Somebody should win a prize for how not to schedule a national convention. Not that the national conventions are worth anything right now, but let's talk about the presidential race a little bit. It's kind of interesting. Barack Obama, the big change candidate, the hoop-de-doo, here we go, the new Democratic candidate. And as the election approaches, he is not just veering to the right, he's screaming to the right. Barack Obama, where do we start? Well, first of all, let's start with Iraq. It was kind of interesting today the prime minister of Iraq decided that it was time to tell the Americans to leave. I guess he feels just wonderful and now can serve the country up to the Iranians themselves. Shiites are Shiites and Sunnis are Sunnis, and leave it to the Americans to throw out the Sunnis and bring in the Shiites, and I guess they're all just Iraqis, aren't they? But anyway, Barack Obama seems to be of the opinion suddenly that now we're not just going to leave Iraq. We're going to check with General Petraeus and see what the situation is on the ground. And it seems that the Iranians the Iraqis have thrown a mud wrench into everything. Remember now, if you want to talk to Norm tonight, I just got a real interesting instant message. I'm not even going to repeat it, except to say that there are some people that think there are gutter religions in this world, and I guess not such gutter religions, but I'm not going to talk about it because personally, I'm not of any opinion at all. But if you want to talk about the idea of religion or gutter religions or whether any religion is worth any kind of spirituality, well, then you can dial 347-945-6713 and you can talk to Norm on the air here. I hope we're coming over pretty well, but let's just keep talking about Barack Obama. How else is he veered to the right? Well, it seems that Barack is the Supreme Court justice. It seems to be a big issue in the election this year because whoever becomes president is likely to be able to, appoint several Supreme Court justices. Most of them are up there in age. And, gosh, I just got a message here from somebody that, what are your opinions about this? That Barack Obama doesn't deserve to even call himself a senator yet. In fact, he might be a gutter senator. That is one of the views of one of my listeners. Unfortunately, that listener can't call in yet, but there's five. I got five lines open, and I'll entertain your call at 347-945-6713. Just pick up your phone, dial in, and you talk to Norm. But anyway, back to Senator Obama. It seems that he's lining up in his judicial opinions pretty close to Justice Scalia himself. In fact, two big decisions that came through this week. One, that the state of Louisiana should not be able to execute a rapist because just because the victim being raped is a child. Now, that's a real interesting thing. Everybody, Obama, everyone assumed was an anti-death penalty person, but I guess it's easy and popular to come down on the side of executing a child rapist. One thing about execution, nothing changes when you execute a human being. And it doesn't matter. Killing is killing. Whether you use a F-15 to drop napalm on a person or drop a bomb on them, or you tie them to a chair and burn them alive, or you strap them to a gurney and inject them with some lethal injection, it's really interesting. So how do you feel? So if you rape a child, should you be executed? And indeed, if the victim isn't killed, is it worse to rape someone or to kill them? I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that, but the courts decided that a human life could not be taken in that situation if you weren't going to, just because the victim was a child. Rape is not a capital crime. And but it seems Barack Obama, because who knows, it's more to the center, I guess, now believes that it's okay to kill a child. Somebody just instant messaged me, maybe we should execute the Congress because the Congress has raped us for years. And they're just protecting themselves. I'm not sure that levity belongs in this discussion, but Barack Obama suddenly agrees with Justice Scalia or opposes the liberal elements of the court and sides with Justice Scalia that you should be able to kill a child. I'm still waiting for a call to come in here. I got 21 minutes left on the air, so why don't you get to your telephones and dial 347-945-6713 and talk to Norm. Another area that Justice Scalia on my head here. Let me look at my paper here. Let's talk about Senator Obama and his movement to the center. I voted for Obama in the Maryland primary. I'm not ashamed to say that, but the question becomes, why didn't I vote for Hillary Clinton? Or should I have voted for Hillary Clinton? I don't know the answer anymore, but I'm becoming rather distressed Senator Obama does not appear to be the person who he claims, not an agent of change at all, but just maybe another politician who moves towards the center in order to get as many votes as he can, and if he gets elected, nothing will change anyway. I'm still waiting for my first call here tonight at 347-945-6713. Rumor has it that we have some listeners in Moscow this evening, and actually it's not evening, it's about 8 o'clock in the morning Moscow time, and I'm kind of excited to think that there's somebody 8,000 miles away. It must be about 8,000 miles to Moscow. I hope I'm not right, but if anybody can help me with that, why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713. Wow, where should we go from here? That's a really interesting question. Why don't you call in and give me a call? There seems to be some real nastiness bubbling around out there in Radio Land. So is there anybody out there listening who thinks Barack Obama's a Muslim? We used to say Muslim when I was a kid, but now we say Muslim. So, in fact, I just had a nasty comment come through that maybe Barack Obama's moving to the center of the mosque. I really hope that there aren't people who are confusing him with oh my gosh. Somebody just reminded me of the fact that, well, never mind. I don't want to get into all that nonsense. Let's change the subject a little bit. And, you know, everybody's going green right now, and environmentalism seems to be a really positive force now. Walt Whitman is a really interesting poet of mine, and I hope you bear with me. I'm going to read you a poem now, and that may be the first really environmental poem. This poem was written by Whitman, and it's called This Compost, and I'm going to read it to you. This Compost, Walt Whitman. Something startles me when I thought I was safest. I withdraw from the still woods I loved. I will not go on now on the pastures to walk. I will not strip the clothes from my body to meet my lover, the sea. I will not touch my flesh to the earth as to other flesh to renew me. Oh, how can it be that the ground itself does not sicken? How can you be alive, you growths of spring? How can you furnish health, you blood of herbs, roots, orchards, grain? Are they not continually putting distempered corpses within you? Is not every continent worked over and over with sour dead? Where have you disposed of their carcasses, those drunkards and gluttons of so many generations? Where have you drawn all of the foul liquid and meat? I do not see any of it upon you today, or perhaps I am deceived. I will run a furrow with my plow, I will press my spade through the sod and turn it up underneath. I am sure I shall expose some of the foul meat. But this compost, behold it well. Perhaps every mite has once formed part of a sick person, yet behold, the grass of spring covers the prairies. The bean bursts noiselessly through the mold in the garden. The delicate spear of the onion pierces upward. The apple buds cluster together on apple branches. The resurrection of the wheat appears with pale visage out of its graves. The tinge awakens over the willow tree and the mulberry tree. The he-birds carol mornings and evenings when the she-bird sits on their nest. The young of poultry break through the hatched eggs. The newborn of animals appear. The calf is dropped from the cow, the colt from the mare. Out of its little hill faithfully rise the potato's dark green leaves. Out of its hill rises the yellow maize stalk, the lilacs bloom. The lilacs bloom in the dooryard. The summer growth is innocent and disdainful above all those strata of sour dead. What chemistry, that the winds are really not infectious, that this is no cheat, this transparent green wash of the sea, which is so amorous after me, that it's safe to allow it to lick my naked body all over with its tongues, that it will not endanger me with the fevers that have deposited themselves in it, that all is clean forever and ever, that the cool drink from the well tastes so good, that blackberries are so flavorous and juicy, that the fruits of the apple orchards and the orange orchards, that melons, grapes, peaches, plums, will none of them poison me. That when I recline on the grass, I do not catch any disease, though probably every spear of grass rises out of what was once catching disease. Now I'm terrified at the earth, and it's that calm and patient, it grows such sweet things out of such corruptions. It turns harmless and stainless on its axis with each endless succession of diseased corpses. It distills such exquisite winds out of such infused fetter. It renews with such unwitting blocks. And it renews such unwitting looks, its prodigal annual sumptuous crops. It gives such divine materials to men and accepts such leavings from them at last. Anyway. An interesting concept of the earth, and as we continually move around in this world, who knows what we have. I'm still waiting for a call, and you can reach me at 347-945-6713. You can IM me at BoojCon. And I've got one person IMing me regularly, and to everything I seem to say, they're continually, and now they want to poison me with a tomato. Yeah, why don't you send Norm a tomato, because I do love tomatoes. I guess it's the WAP in me. And by the way, speaking of Italians, you can always go to my blog, and well, not Norm at Night, though there is a Norm at Night blog, but another blog I keep called Patty Wop, and you can reach it at patty2.blogspot.com. And I'd love for you to follow along. It's written rather periodically. And we've only got about 12 minutes left here, and so we'll go to open mic. I leave it to you, dear listeners. What shall we talk about? What would you like to hear Norm expound about? One of the issues, another place where good old Barack has seems to come to the right, he now approves of the Second Amendment decision where the courts decreed that it was illegal for D.C. to prohibit people from owning handguns inside the District of Columbia. I happen to actually agree with that. I think the Second Amendment is a really important safeguard because I only say one thing. What if the colonists did not have guns? I guess those British soldiers wouldn't have gone home. I'd like to bring, I guess, I just got another IM. That's what can I expect for Barack Obama. He's just a system man through and through. And, you know, maybe he is. Who knows? Maybe he's a sellout. Somebody just the show saying, you know, what can you expect of a guy like Barack Obama? He's a member of a racist church. Well, you know, it's really interesting. The pastor and Barack are two very different people. Barack is the offspring of a voluntary immigrant to America, and most what we call African Americans are frankly descendants of slaves. And there's a very big difference between coming to America by choice and being the offspring of a of a slave. Actually another person just gave me a shot saying I don't really know. Yeah, you're absolutely right, caller, because his father, he didn't come from, I don't think it was Tanzania, actually. Tanzania is on the east coast of Africa. I'm pretty sure Barack Obama's father was from Nigeria, which I think, if my geography serves me right, is on the west coast of Africa. I'm not sure. I got my geography all wrong. I'm sure I'm going to be crucified now. But I thought he was. Okay, he came from Tanzania. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I guarantee you I'm going to be able to tell you in a minute. Google is a wonderful thing. Barack Obama. Oh, yeah, I mean Barack Obama. Tanzania. I am sorry. Yes, I probably was mispronouncing it. Let me see where his father was from. Where was? Oh, I can't even. I'm starting to get very nervous, especially since I'm running out of time here. I read the Whitman poem. Now I'm stuck with a Barack Obama's Father's Day speech. Barack Obama. Biography. Let's see here. We'll have it in a minute. And I take it back. He was not from Tanzania. He was not from Nigeria. In fact, he was from Kenya, which is on the east coast of Africa. Now I've been told I sound drunk when I'm searching. Maybe I am. I'm getting a little weary. The IMer just let me know that he was closer. Tanzania is closer to where his father was actually from. We all put spin on everything. It's a wonderful world we live in here. Oh my gosh. there's a whole lot of stuff going on here, and we can, there's so much talk about slavery and everything going on here on the show that I promise you, on our next show, which will be Thursday night, one of the major issues that we're going to bring up is indeed, what's the word I'm looking for? Slavery. Yes, the topic will be slavery. And if anybody would like to call in, we've got a few minutes left here, and you can reach me at 347-945-6713. This is Norm Constantine. Oh, my gosh, I let my last name slip. This is Norm from Norm at Night. Yeah, I guess you will find me in the phone book if you really want to look me up. But anyway, I really don't have anything more to say tonight, and as we wind down the last part of the show, I wish I had some music that I could take you to. I wish I had some music that I could take you to, but unfortunately I can't, and now it's called PodSafe. I can't, I can't put any music on. If I was going to put something on, I'd put some Foggy Molly on. I'd wind up the show with, as you know, Rebels of the Sacred Heart. No, my kid doesn't go to Landon. No, he does not. In fact, my kids all graduated from college. And we're just about out of time here, and we've got about 3 minutes left on today's show, and hopefully you'll bring yourself back for another version of Norm at Night. It'd be a whole lot easier if we had somebody coming here to call in, but I only get a couple of people on the IM, and though I had some fun, rumor has it there were 28 people out there listening to the show last week, and hopefully maybe we had some more. And, yeah, maybe I need a studio audience. Maybe I'll try to do the show live from a pub right here in the Washington, D.C. area soon. That would be kind of fun. And I could tell you some pub stories. That would be really interesting. But I'm having trouble finding my switchboard. Yeah, there we go. But my switchboard says that there's 12 minutes left in the show, and that can't possibly be because I have 11:28, and that means we've got 2 minutes left. Oh, there's some kind of network error. I guess I'm off the air. Oh, no. Am I still connected? Talk to me, audience. Am I still connected? Can you still hear me? Oh, I just popped one out. Ah, oh, great. I'm still on, so I got a couple of minutes left, and I got a new job. I'm liking it. The drive's getting to be a little interesting, but I had a terrible time coming home in D.C. traffic today, a terrible time. I should have just kept going right down 18th Street to a friend of mine's, but I was afraid there'd be nobody there, and then I wouldn't know what to do. I hope that very soon I will – No, the new school is not Whitefield, but let's still just say that it's a Hogwarts clone, and we'll leave it at that for the time being. But I like teaching school. It's what I do. And we'll do a show on school sometime. Some really, I'd like to actually do talk about something called Edupunk. But this is Norm Constantine signing off. Norm at night, and I'll see you next week.